Blog Talk Radio.
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemibal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Gidda gdaochish bepazion in kwe yetegetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Shavua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah.
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet. Shir Mizmor Livne Kora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever.
Mizmor Memhet. Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodsho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda' Lemisgav. Ki Hinne HaMelachim Noadu Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו, נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות, בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על כת וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה, שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Today we have a Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed, wow. So hear,
Shema'ah,
here today we have a Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed, wow. Lamed
Vamed
Vamed
Vamed Vamed Vamed
Lamanatiach Le Ebedi Yahua Le Dawi Noom Pesha La Rasha Bikreva Libo Ein Pachad Elohim Lineged Ainai To the Lord of Victories Lamanatiach Song Le David of David, Le Eved Yahuwah, Le Evedi Yahuwah. First proper Hebrew verse, the superscription. Here in the Midrash, to the Lord of victories, Laminatiyah, the Lord of overcomings, of David, the servant of Jehovah. The phrase, Lord of victories, is to be considered in the light of the verse in Deuteronomy 33:29. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like to the eye, a people saved by Yahuwah, by Jehovah. Deuteronomy 33:29. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, wages Yisrael, Israel's wars, but victory is ascribed to Yisrael. Thus scripture says, in Deuteronomy 34, verses 11 to 12, in all the signs and wonders, and in all the mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses wrought. Here it is not written which Jehovah wrought, that Yahweh wrought, but that Moshe wrought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, empowered Moshe to perform wonders, but the victory was ascribed to Moshe. So too Deborah said, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam, in Judges 5 and 12. But could it be said to him, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive? As if it were really his captivity. What could Deborah have meant by arise, except arise, but you will not do battle. You will not do battle, for the battle is Yahweh, is Jehovah's. As is said, this is the day which Jehovah have delivered Sisera into thy hand, in Judges 4 and 14. And also, they fought from Shemaim, from heaven, in Judges 5 and 20. And yet when Barak was about to say, the victory is Yahweh, is Jehovah, Deborah said, lead thy captivity captive. So too, when David went down to meet Goliath, he said to the Philistines in 1 Samuel 17, verse 47, that all this assembly may know that Yahweh, that Jehovah, saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is Jehovah. And in their rejoicing, and in their going out to dance, when the woman saying in 1 Samuel 18 and 7, Saul hath slain thousands, and David, and David, and David, his 10,000s. Even then, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thou wagest war, and thine is the victory. As is said in 1 Chronicles 29 and 11, thine, O Yahweh, O Jehovah, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Dawid, thou ascribest the victory to me, to I, but I shall ascribe the victory to thee, saying, hear, 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 superscription to today's daily psalm, La menat eyach le'eved Yahweh le'Dawid, for the man of victories, for David, the servant of Jehovah. Num pesha la rasha bikareva libo. Ein pachad Elohim linegeda anayo. The transgression of the wicked, the ratchet, the rasha, uttereth its oracle. Nun pesha la rasha bikareva libo. There is no reverence, respect. There's no pachad. Ain pachad. There's no pachad, no dread. Ain pachad Elohim l'neged aynayo. There is no reverence. There is no dread of Elohim before his eyes. There's no respect of Elohim before his eyes. When David, when David looked at Goliath, the Philistine, and saw that he was a mighty man, armed with all kinds of weapons, he said, who can prevail against such as he? But when David saw him reviling and blaspheming, he said, now I shall prevail against him, for there is no fear, no reverence, no respect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he in him. As is said, Noom Pesha La Rasha Bik Reva Libo Ain Pachad Elohim Lindaged Ainayo. The transgression of the wicked, of the ratchet, uttereth its oracle. There is no fear of Elohim before his eyes. From this you learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, punishes the wicked, the ratchet, in the very hour when the fear, the pachad Elohim, the dread of Elohim is not upon them. You will find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, also said to Yisrael, thine own wickedness shall punish thee. Thine own ratchetness shall punish thee. When my fear, my dread is not in thee, I. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 19. Hence, here David said, Noom Pesha'a La Rasha Bikrev Libo. Ain pachad Elohim linneged aynayo. The transgression of the wicked uttereth its oracle. There is no reverence, there is no fear, no dread, pachad Elohim, before his eyes. Be'aynayo. For it flattereth him in his eyes to find an iniquity that will be hated. Ki yehe chelika helayo be'aynayo limso eono lisno. The wicked, the ratchet, the rasha. The ratchet glance about with their eyes and feel about with their hands and scheme in their hearts, their minds to find that special sin, that special chatiyat, that special akari, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, hates, that they might commit it. As the scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 31, every abomination to Jehovah which he hateth, they have done. Woe to the ratchet, woe to the wicked, all of whose being is evil and deceit. Not even with one another do they deal truthfully. As is said, the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. Divrei tsiyo avein u mirma. Divrei tsiyo avein u mirma. The words of his mouth. The divrei tsiyo. Divrei pio, divrei fio, avein u mirma, or iniquity, avein, u and mirma, deceit. The wicked, the ratchet, walks in iniquity and devises iniquity. As the next verse says, he deviseth iniquity upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is lo tov, that is not good. Avein yachshov ala mishachavo. Yita Yatseva Aladarek Loto. What is meant by the words, he setteth himself in a way that is not good? He setteth himself in a way Loto. Yita Yatsev Al Derek Loto. When there are two ways open to the wicked, to the ratchet, one toward good and one toward evil, they forsake the good way and walk and trod in the evil way. So Shlomo, Solomon described the wicked, the ratchet, as men who forsake the paths of uprightness to walk in the way of darkness, who rejoice to do evil, in Proverbs 2 and 12. Hence, it is written, he setteth himself in a way that is not good. Yita Yatsev Al Derek Lo Tov. Thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, is in the heavens. Thy faithfulness reacheth to the skies. Yahuwah B'Hashamayim Hasadeka Emunateka Ada Shehakim. In the heavens, thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, thy faithfulness reaches to the skies. Is the loving kindness of Jehovah in the heavens? Is it not on the earth, on the earthly plane? As is said, the earth is full of the loving kindness of Jehovah in Psalm 33, verse 5. The deeds of the wicked, of the ratchet, however, force the loving kindness of Jehovah back to the heavens, to Hashemayim. Hence, it is said, Yahuwah B'Hashemayim Chasadeka. Thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, B'Hashemayim Chasadeka, is in the heavens. Thy righteousness is like the mighty, mighty mountains. Idkateka Kahare Em Hakadosh Baruku, the Holy One, blessed be, he said to the Rasha, the ratchet, I have stored up many rewards for the righteous. And he who repents, who has a change of heart and mind, can come and take them. I have many rewards for the righteous. For it is said, thy righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Thy judgments are like the great deep. Tzidkateka k'hare el mishpateka tehom rabba. Even as there can be no numbering of the mountains, so there can be no numbering of the rewards for the righteous. Like the deep, the tehom, that has no bounds, so the punishment for the ratchet, for the wicked, has no bounds. Like the mountains that are high and lofty, so the rewards for the righteous are high and lofty. And just as the waters of the deep are not all alike, some salty, some bitter, and some sweet, so the punishment for the ratchet, for the wicked, is not all alike. Rav Josiah the Great said, read the verse not in this sense, but transposes parts and read it, quote, like the mighty mountains over the great deep is thy righteousness over thy judgments. Read it like the mighty mountains over the great deep is thy righteous judgments, thy righteousness over thy judgments. That is, like the mountains that hold down the deep so that it does not come up and flood the earth, the earthly plane, so righteous acts hold down the iniquities, lest all mortals perish on the day of judgment. Thus also Micah said in Micah chapter 7 verse 19, he will again have compassion upon us, upon I and I. He will hold down our iniquities. He will hold down I and I iniquities. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. For with thee, with the eye, ki imka mikora chayi beorka nireh or. For with thee is the fountain of life. Ki imka mikora chayi. In thy light shall we see light. Be orka nireh or. Rav Yohanan said, it happened that a man lighted a lamp which went out, and each time he lighted it, it went out, until at last the man said, how long shall I keep tiring myself with this lamp? I will wait for the shining of the sun and go about in its light. Similarly, when the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, were enslaved in bondage in Mitzrayim, Egypt, Moses rose up and redeemed them, but they were enslaved in bondage again in Babylon. Then Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael and Azariah rose up and redeemed them, but they were enslaved. They were in bondage again in Elam, in Media, and in Persia. Then Mordecai and Esther rose up and redeemed them, but they were enslaved again in Greece to the Gracchi. Then the Hasmonean and his sons rose up and redeemed them, but they were enslaved in bondage again in Adam, in Edom, the wicked Harasha. Thereupon the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, said, I have grown weary of being enslaved and in bondage and redeemed, only to be enslaved in bondage once again. Now let us make I and I pray, not for redemption through flesh and blood, but through our Redeemer, Yahuwah Tzabaoth, Jehovah of hosts, whose name is HaKadosh, the Holy One of Israel. Now, let us make I and I pray, not that flesh and blood give us light, but that HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, give I and I light. As is said in Psalm 118, verse 27, for with thee, the eye, is the fountain of life, the fountain of liberty. In thy light, thy illumination, we, I, and I see light. And also, Yahuwah is ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. And he will give us light. He will give I and I illumination. According to Rav Simeon Ben Lakish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be Yaak, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael. Do you desire to share in this world with the nations of the earth? And they reply, Ribon Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, incline not my heart to any evil thing. In Psalm 141 and 4, incline not my heart to any evil thing. Wherein evil? Because the nations of the earth are schemers. As the verse goes on to say, incline not my heart to the making of schemes and wickedness and ratchetness with men who are skilled in iniquity. Indeed, we have no desire for the dainty portions which belong to the nations of the earth. As is said, let me make I not eat of their dainties. But what do we, what do I and I desire? Thy precepts, as is said in Isaiah 60 and 3, for with thee is the fountain of life, the fountain of liberty. And in thy light, in thy illumination, I and I see light. And again, nations shall walk at thy light. Rav Oshaya taught in the name of Rav Phineas, in the age to come, the Olam Hava, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem shall become a torch of light for all the nations. As is said, nations shall walk at thy light. In Isaiah, Isaiah 60 and 3. Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani said, because the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, had need of light in this world, they use the light of the sun by day and the light of the moon by night. But in the Olam Hava, in the world to come, the B'nai Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, the sons of Israel, will not need the light of the sun nor of the moon. As is said in Isaiah 60, verse 19, the sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light to thee. Who will give them light? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, of whom the verse goes on to say, Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall be to thee an everlasting, ever-living, eternal light, eternal illumination. Rav Phineas taught in the name of Rav Reuven, a time will come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, will bring Sinai, Tabor, and Carmel together and will establish Jerusalem upon their very tops. For it is said in Isaiah 2 and 2, the mountains of Jehovah's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. Moreover, a time, an hour will come when the mountains will lead in the singing of Yisrael, of Israel's songs. For it is said in 1 Chronicles 15:22, Kenaniah shall be chief of the Levites and shall be first in song. The word Kenaniah is to be read that which was established by Jehovah. Konania, that which was established by Jehovah. For the word comes from the same stem as Nakon, established. That occurs in the verse, the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established. The mountain of Jehovah's house shall be Nakon. Oh, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Oh, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Mishok chasedeka li yodaeka. Mishok chasedeka li yodaeka. Oh, continue, I tenue thy loving kindness, thy chasedeka, mishok, chasedeka li yodaeka. According to Rav Isaac, David prayed, oh, continue not thy loving kindness to the nations, the goyim, the international communities of the earthly plane that know thee not. Rav Yanai said, if a man kindle a lamp for his companion in the daytime when there is light, of what use is the lamp to him? But when can he make use of the lamp? When the man kindles it for him at night, in the hours of darkness, in the hours of disillumination. Now, the loving kindness that Yisrael, that Israel, Bamidbar, in the wilderness accumulated with Elohim, was held for them from that time that Iowa on, that is, from the time the Iowa of Moshe on, and when was it paid out to them? In the time in the Iowa of darkness, in the Iowa of disillumination, in the time the Iowa of Yeremiyahu, Jeremiah, as is said in Jeremiah 2:2. I remember for thee, I, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, how thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Hence, here it is said, oh, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Mishok chasedeka li yodaeka. Another comment on Mishok chasedeka li yodaeka. Oh, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Rav Isaac said, one generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. Ecclesiastes 1:4. One nation comes, and another nation goes. Another nation goes. One nation comes, and another nation goes. But the land abideth forever. That is, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, of Yashar El, the upright of El, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, to whom it is said, ye shall be a delightsome land. In Malachi 3:12, abide forever. Again, the word land refers to Israel in the phrase until the day of the captivity of the land in Judges 18:30. For how can one speak of a land being led into captivity. Therefore, by land are meant the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael? Rav Abba Bar Kahana taught that two generations make use of the ineffable name, the men of the great synagogue, and the generation under persecution, under Hadrian's persecution. It befell Rav Joshua ben Levi that Elijah ever remembered on good occasions, engaged in the study of Torah with him. They were engaged in studying the Melakilta of Rav Simeon ben Yochai when Rav Joshua ben Levi found himself slow to grasp a matter of law. Eliyahu, Elijah said, "Dost thou wish to inquire of Rav Simeon ben Yochai? Come, and I shall raise him up for thee." Whereupon they went, and Eliyahu, Elijah, Elias summoned Rav Simeon ben Yochai, who responded at once. Eliyahu said to Rav Simeon, "Rav Joshua ben Levi has come to inquire of thee about a certain law." But Rav Simeon did not wish to speak to Rav Joshua. Eliyahu, Elijah then said, "Rav Joshua ben Levi is worthy of seeing thee, I. He is a righteous man." But Rav Simeon ben Yochai answered Eliyahu, answered Elijah, "Were Rav Yehoshua Joshua truly righteous, then the rainbow would not appear in the sky during his lifetime. Indeed, in the lifetime of Rav Simeon ben Yochai, the rainbow had not appeared in the sky." Some say that they of the generation of Hezekiah and of the generation of Zedekiah also knew the ineffable name. For in "Thus saith Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands. And I, myself will fight against you." In Jeremiah 21, verses 4 to 5. What weapons of war could he have meant except his ineffable name? Formerly, when Israel went forth to war, they had no need to fight battles, no need to fight battles, for their enemies fell before them. But after sin's uckeries brought it about that Ha-Hekal, the temple, was destroyed, the Bnei Yisrael fell at the hands of their enemies. As to what happened to the ineffable name, Rav Eibel and the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, differed. Rav Eibel said, the angels scraped off Hashem, the name, which was on the weapons. The Rebbeinat, the rabbi said, it scraped itself off. After Ha-Hekam, after the temple was destroyed, when the Bnei Yisrael went forth to war, they would say, "There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, for mine iniquities are gone over my head." For mine iniquities are gone over Roshi, Rase, my Ras.
36. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise.
To rise. Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Baby Bible, shout up.
Get up, keep on traveling.
Every garrison, every ghetto room, you know?
Shem bless me, Lord. Black side I reckon, yeah, oh. Life I get bitter like a piece of yard. Yet we are free, but never see the Lord, yeah. Them say head up a roll like a ball kick from me, be scarlet. Pray to God, me no be them target. Say amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Shem will lead me on, even when they try. Take my life, shall we keep me strong? God, many will rise against me, trying to take my soul. Many will rise against me, protect me, Lord. Yeah, them can't taste cause I'm in the Lord's. Shall we deliver from stress? Me never tell you, say me tired, why you want me at rest? Why you want to see me made a rest? And if you know the better, face the hardest. Still I look to Jah regardless. And when your friends them gone, me know Jah knowledge. Jah will provide. shit. Cause I know every smile me still ring. You alone know the pain me feel. But I say amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Shall we lead me on? Even when they try to take my life, shall we keep me strong? God, many will rise against me, trying to take my soul. Many will rise against me, protect me, Lord. Yeah, them seek me door and then me hear it drop. This same friends that we are hang out at the daily spot. Me hear me that's a ball out. Daddy and no Ricky, that same come for the money where me hear me got. The place get silent till me could I hear me out. Whisper praying on my mind and me know say Jaja hear the talk. Them squeeze the trigger, me no hear no shot. Them no know say I Jaja do the heart to it. Say amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Jaja will lead me on. Even when they try to take my life,
Discipleship Radio.
In the street, they call it.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
When the roll is all up, I'll be standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children thereof, but if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story is. Lioness is on the rise, don't you ever have doubt. Never say never, willingness forever to fight and be strong. Once it's for better, I'll write every letter and moving right along. And I'll roll with the punches, accept changes, work with the formula, do what I have to do. And call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story has been told. Call me anytime, never cop out. Lioness is on the rise, don't you ever have doubt. When you are willing to serve, we have room to observe, to see if walk the walk you tell. Let me give you my word. My voice must be heard. Bravery is a piece of my heart. Call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Call me anytime, never cop out. A lion rest is on the rise. We'll be standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children there are. But if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told.
My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
The case of oh yeah.
All rise. Court is now in session.
Where the guilty must be exposed.
All rise. Court is now in session.
Sabbatical study. This I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
Shabbat shalom, senbet salam, aliyah for this 14th weekly Torah portion reading, feeding I and I and your Rastafari sabbatical study, the Shabbat strong, wa era, and I appeared. The Hebrew, Masoretic Hebrew, in the Royal Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Revised Amharic Bible of Garmawi, Kenamawi, Haile Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. We have it as Tegeletahu. Just of interest in the good is ze asteraiku, asteraiku, and I appear. Here picking up Exodus chapter 6 at verse 2 to Exodus chapter 9 verse 35 here in the second book of Moses, Moshe, called Exodus, the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names, the Sefer Yetziat Mitzrayim, the Sefer, the book of the coming out from Mitzrayim. Here picking up with Exodus chapter 6, second book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Here's chapter 6, Hebrew first words, and the write-up with this aliyah, Beshem Ha'ab. Wehabain, Weruacha, Kadosh Yahuwah, Achad, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the One. Here we pick up in chapter 6, the answer of Yahweh, of Jehovah, to Moshe's first prayer. Then the Lord, then he who be, we be, Yahweh, said to Moshe, for continuity here, now shalt thou see what I will do to Paro, Pharaoh, for with a strong hand, Beyad Chazaka, shall he let them go, and with a strong hand, Beyad Chazaka, shall he drive them out of his land. And here, picking up with the 14th weekly Torah portion reading, feeding here from verse 2, Hebrew first words, Why daber Elohim el Moshe, why yomer elai, ani Yahuwah, wa era el Abraham, el Yitzchak, wa el Yaakov, be el Shaddai, ushmi Yahuwah, lo nodaeti lahem. And Elohim spake to Moses, Moshe, and said to him, Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be, and I appeared, wa era, and I appeared to Abraham, wa era el Abraham, to Isaac, el Yitzhak, and to Jacob, with Yaakov, by the name of God Almighty, by God Almighty, be El Shaddai, but by my name Jehovah, Ushmi Yehovah, lo nodaiti lahem. But by my name, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groanings of the children, the sons, the Bnei Yisrael, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say to the Bnei Yisrael, say to the children, the sons of Israel, Ani Yehovah, I be he who be who he be, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a Elohim, true good, true God, and ye all shall know that I be he who be who he be, Elohim, your Elohim, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov. And I will give it you for an heritage, Ani Yahuwah. And Moshe spake so to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the sons of Israel. But they hearkened not. But they hearkened not. They heard not to Moshe for anguish of spirit, for shortness of breath, and for cruel bondage. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, Go in, Bo, go in, speak to Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, that he let the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, go out of his land, Ne'aretzo. And Moshe spake before he who be who he be, Lifnei Yahuwah, saying, Behold, the children of Israel, the Bnei Israel, have not hearkened have not heard. Hearken, Shema, to me, to I. How then shall Paro, Pharaoh, hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? And Yahweh and he who be who he be spake to Moshe and to Aharon and gave them a charge to the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, and to Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, to bring the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, out of the land of Mitzrayim. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Here for the Sheni Aliyah, here for the second of offering up, second reading here for this Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared here picking up with the second book of Moshe. Here, picking up with chapter 6 of Exodus, chapter 6, here at verse 14, for the Sheni, the second reading, the second up offering, the second Aliyah, for this Shabbat Wayera. The families of Israel, the families of Israel. These, the heads of their fathers' houses. Eile, Rashi, Beita, Ibotam. These are the rashes, are the heads of their fathers' houses. Eile, Rashi, Beita, Evotam, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, of Israel, Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi, these be the families of Reuben. Eile, Rashi, Reita, Evotam, Bnei, Reuben, Bechor, Israel, Hanok, U Falu, Chatzron, we Carmi, Eile, Misha Pechota, Reuven. These are the families of Reuven. Eile, Misha Pechota, Reuven.
The families of Yisrael, verse 14. These be the Rashi, the Rashes, the heads of their fathers' houses, their fathers' bates. The sons of Reuben, the first one of Israel, Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi. These be the families of Reuben. And the sons of Shimon, of Simon, of Simeon, Jemuel and Jamin and Ohad and Jachin and Zohar and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitish woman. These are the families of Simeon. And these are the names, the Shemot of the sons of Lewi, Levi, according to their generations, Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And the years of the life of Lewi, Levi, were 137 years. The sons of Gershon, Libni, and Shimi, according to their families. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, and Izhar, and Hebron, and Uziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. And the sons of Merari, Mahali, and Mushi. These are the families of Lewi, Levi, according to their generations. And Amram took him Jochebed, his father's sister, to Isha, to wife, and she bare him Aharon and Moshe. And the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. And the sons of Izhar, Korah, Korah, and Nepheg, and Zichri. And the sons of Uziel, Mishael, and Elzaphan, and Zitri. And Aaron, Aharon, took him Elisheba, daughter of Aminadab, sister of Nashon, to Isha, to wife, and she bare him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. And the sons of Korah, Asir, and Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the families of the Korahites. And Eleazar, Aharon, Aaron's son, took him one of the daughters of Putiel to Isha, to wife, and she bare him Phinehas. These are the heads, the Roshe, the Rasses of the fathers of the Lewim, the Lewawi, and the Levites, according to their families. These are that Aharon and Moshe, to whom the Yahweh, he who be who he be, said, bring out the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, from the land of Egypt, Mitzrayim, according to their armies. These are they which spake to Paro, Meleka, Mitzrayim, king of Egypt, to bring out the Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim. These are that Moshe were Aharon, the renewed commission. Verse 28. And it came to pass on the day when the Yahweh Yahweh spake to Moshe in the land of Mitzrayim. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
The confirmation of my relationship with Hashem, because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who was rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
I am your creator, your king, the Holy One of Israel. Bring my sons on fire.
Moshe and Aaron, Levi as well, Levites. That was Ijaman Levi with Amma Levi, the tribe, and several notable persons from that tribe. Very, very important in the Exodus here. We're in the second reading here in the second book of Moshe, known as Wayera, yes, I appeared. Yes, I, he who be, appeared to the B'nai Yisrael. So the tribes of Levi right there, some Rhema tune. Ijaman Levi with Amma Levi. Going to write up more right here. I want to grind a little bit more on this today's daily Psalm 36, as it reflects some of the themes, Chavarim. Got a little darasha, a little reasoning to connect this psalm here with this 14th sabbatical study, Wayera here, the second reading in the second book of Moses here for this sabbatical
study, Shabbat. This Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
So right here, lots of signs right here in this Torah reading and feeding here in the second book, and also got some catch up on some of that additional Q&As, even from the previous Torah reading and feeding for continuity purposes. But right here, 2 and 1, we have the English, the KJV, the Royal Amharic, on the segue to the Royal Amharic, bringing out from the King of Kings Bible today's daily Psalm, Psalm 36. Here, lots of sign, Tennessee, rhythm, today's daily Psalm, according to the Royal Order, Psalm 36. Yes, I, Rastafari, I. Come with it.
Psalm 36. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good.
In Degana again, come with it. Today's daily Psalm, Psalm 36.
Psalm 36. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down and shall not be able to rise.
Mazmur 35, Bekenif 36. Lemazamran aleka, Yegziafir baria, Yedawit masmur. አጥያተኛ በራሱ የሚያስት ነገርን ይናገር የእግዚአብሔርንም ፍርሃት ባይኖት ፍቅት ይለ ባንደበቱ ሸንግሏልና አጥያቱ ባገኘችው ጊዜ ይጣላታ ያፉ ቃል ግፍና ሽንገላ ማስተዋልን በጎ ማድረግንም ተወ በመኝታው ጠማምነትን አስተ መልካም ባልሆነች መንገድ ቆመ ክፋትን አይንቃ አቤቱ ምህረትህ በሰማይ ነው እውነትህም ወደ ዳመናት ትደርሳል ጽድቅህም እንደ እግዚአብሔር ተራሮች ፍርድህም እጅግ ጥልቅ ነው አቤቱ ሰውንና እንስሳን ታድናል አቤቱ ምህረትህን እንዴት አበዛ የሰው ልጆች በክንፎችህ ጥላ ይታመናል
ከቤት ጠል ይጠጣል ከተድላም ፈሳሽ ታጠጣቸው
የህይወት ምንጭ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና በብርሃን ብርሃንንና ያለ ምህረትን በሚያውቁ ላይ ጽድቅህንም ልባቸው በቀና ላይ ዘርጋ የትዕቢት እግር አይምጣብ የኃጢአተኞችም እጅ አያውፈኝ አመጣን የሚያደርጉ ሁሉ ከዚያ ወደቁ ወድቀዋል መቆምም አይችሉ
something.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Life is one big road with a lot of sign. One big road with a lot of sign. Sign and both sides. Come on, come on. Life is one big road with a lot of sign.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemigashwe, Ethiopia Menaj, you know. But who wants the next verse with Amarek?
መዝሙር 35 በቅንፍ 36 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያ የዳዊት መዝሙር። ኃጢአተኛ በራሱ የሚያስት ነገርን ይናገራል፣ የእግዚአብሔርንም ፍርሃት ባይኖቹ ፊት የለም። ባንደበቱ ሸንግሏልና ኃጢአቱ ባገኘችው ጊዜ ይጠላታል። ያፉ ቃል ግፍና ሽንገላ ነው። ማስተዋልን በጎ ማድረግንም ተወ። በመኝታው ጠማምነትን አሰብ። መልካም ባልሆነች መንገድ ቆሟል፣ ክፋትን አይንቃትም። አቤቱ ምሕረትህ በሰማይ ነው፣ እውነትህም ወደ ዳመናት ትደርሳለች። ጽድቅህም እንደ እግዚአብሔር ተራሮች፣ ፍርድህም እጅግ ጥልቅ ናት። አቤቱ ሰውንና እንስሳን ታድናለህ። አቤቱ ምሕረትህን እንዴት አበዛህ! የሰው ልጆች በክንፎችህ ጥላ ይታመናሉ። ከቤትህ ጠል ይጠጣሉ፣ ከተድላህም ፈሳሽ ታጠጣቸዋል። የሕይወት ምንጭ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና በብርሃንህ ብርሃንን እናያለን። ምሕረትህን በሚያውቁህ ላይ ጽድቅህንም ልባቸው በቀና ላይ ዘርጋ። የትዕቢት እግር አይምጣብኝ፣ የኀጢአተኞችም እጅ አያውከኝ። ዓመፃን የሚያደርጉ ሁሉ ከዚያ ወደቁ፣ ወድቀዋል፣ መቆምም አይችሉም።
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth.
Salam to Aina Yistling. Salam to Aina Yistling. Greetings. May help be given to the eye on I and I behalf. We have today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king. Karmawi, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, and here in the book of the seven seals from the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, we have Mezmor Salasa Sidist. Mezmor Salasa Sidist. Psalm 36 from the Mezmor Dawit. The HSV, Haile Selassie version, we're going to compare and contrast side by side with the KJV. So here in today's daily psalm, we have a psalm that is themed, Yechet'u Kafat, Ye'egziyavi Herra Begonet. Yechet'u Kafat, the wickedness, the wretchedness of the sinner, of the lack of the Akkah. Yechet'u Kafat, Ye'egziyavi Herra of the sustainer Begonet. Goodness, generosity, charitable goodness of the sustainer. Egeziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. So here we have here, Chet'u Kafat, the wretchedness, the wickedness of the Akkah, of the lacquer, of the sinner, contrasted with Ye Egeziavi Her Begonet, the goodness, the charitable goodness, Begonet, of the sustainer, the good, the generous Father, He who be, who He be, His divine majesty. So here in today's daily psalm, we have the superscription, which reads, Lemezem Rana Leka, Ye Egeziavi Her Baria, Ye Dawit Mezmor, to the chief musician, a psalm, of David, the servant of the Lord. Lemezamran aleka, to the mezamran aleka, to the chief musician. Lemezamran aleka, ye Dawit, Slika, ye Egeziavihir, ye Egeziavihir, of the sustainer, the good, the generous, of he who be, who he be, Baria, Baria, the servant. Ye Egeziavihir, Baria, ye Dawit, Mezmor, a psalm, an intonation, a chant, Isis, of David, ye Dawit, Mezmor. So today's daily psalm to the chief musician, the servant of Egeziavihar, the servant of the sustainer, Ye Dawit Mezmor. Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source, in the Jemralen, we begin. Kuter An, verse 1. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. Khatiatenya berasu wa yemiyasit nagarin yinagaral. Ye egeziabiharim sarhata be aino chufit yellem. Khatiatenya, the sinner berasu, in himself, in his head, in himself. Khatiatenya, the sinner, the lack of the akka berasu, in himself. Yemiyasit nagarin, yemiyasit, that which deceive, a deceptive thing, a deceptive matter, yinagaral. ኃጢአተኛ በራሱ የሚያስት ነገርን ይናገራል። የእግዚአብሔርም ፍርሃት and the fear, the reverence, the respect, the fear, the reverence of Egeziabihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our father, but I know true feet in his eyes, his eyesight. Yellen, there is not reverence, respect of the sustainer in his eyes, in his eyesight. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. Dandabatu. Shena Gloalena Hatiatu Bagenia Chugize Yitalatal Be Andevatu Shena Gloalena in his style of speech, his way of speaking, Be Andevatu Shen Gloalena in his style of speech he flattereth, for he flattereth in his with his style of speech, by way of his style of speech. Hatiatu Bagenia Chugize, his sin, when his sin is found out, is discovered, Yitelatal, he hates her. Hatiatu Bagenia Chugize Yitelatal. Yeah, Afukal Gifina Shingelano Mastawalin Bego Madreginima Tawe. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He have left off to be wise and to do good. Yeah, afu kal, the word of his mouth. Yeah, afu of his mouth, kal, the word of his mouth. Yeah, afu kal, gifna shingelanos, violence and flattery. Mastawalin, intelligence, wiseness, babo madreganim, to do good. He has left. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Bemen yitawa tamaminetin nasebe. Melkama balahonet shamengeda komoal. Kufatin ayinikatim. He devises mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Upon his bed, that which is twisted, that which is distorted and twisted, mischief, aseve, he thinks. Melkam balahonechemen gedakomo al, good, that which is not way, a way that is not good, that is not melkam balahonechemen gedakomo al. He stands in a way that's not good. Kufatin ayinikatim. And evil he does not despise, he does not abhor evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth to the clouds. Abetu mihiretih besamaino eunetihim awada demonata tidarasalech. Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, mihiretih, the I mercy, mihiretih besamaino is in the heaven. Eunetihim and thy truth, thy faithfulness, thy truth, thy reality, awada demonata tidarasalech. She reaches to the clouds. Sid kehim in the gziabi here tararoch, for the him a jigger tiliknat, avetu, so in nine sisana tadnale. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains, thy judgments are a great deep, O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. Sid kehim in the gziabi here tararoch. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy righteousness in the Egeziavihir Tararoch are like the mountains of Egeziavihir, of sustainer, like the mountains of El, like the mountains of God. In the Egeziavihir Tararoch, for the him, Ijik, very much your judgments, for the him, Ijik, very much Tiliknat, a deep abe to our father, his father, O father of the house. So in na in Sisana Tadinale, the eye preserves man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Abe to mihiretihinna in deit abeza. Meheretehin in data beza. Yes, so will it jocha bekina for chitilla ye tamenalu. Ave to my father, his father, father of the house. Meheretehin in data beza. In data beza. How very much increases your mehiret tehin, mehiret tehin, indeed, abeza, very much your mercy, your soul, the children of humanity, in the shadow, the shade of thy wings, yitamenalu, put their trust, they trust. In the shadow of thy wings, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Verse 8. For with the eye is the fountain of life. For with the eye is the fountain of life. Yeah, he went a minch ka ante zenawina. Ka ante zenawina. The fountain, for with the eye is the fountain of life, because they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Ka beitih, 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 tela yit et al, ka tedlama fesash, pat et achuale. Make them drink of the river, the streams of thy pleasures, the streams. For with the eye is the fountain of life. Yahiwata minch ka ante zenawina. Be burhanih burhanin inayalen. Be burhanih burhanin inayalen. Be burhanih in the eye light. In the eye light. Be burhanih shall we see light. Burhanin inayalen. Mehiretehina bemiyau kuhula sidkehne malebacho bekenalaya zarga. O, continue thy loving kindness to them that know, that have gnosis, that know thee, I. Mehiretehin bemiyau kuhula, bemiyau kuhula. To those who know, have a gnosis of the eye, continue thy loving kindness to them that know the eye. Mehiretehinna bemiyau kuhulai, sitkehinima lebacho bekenalai zarga. And thy righteousness, sitkehinim belebacho in heart, bekenalai upright. Zerga, stretch forth, Zerega, spread out your mehiret, your mercy. Continue your mercy to them that bemiyaukuhulai, those who know the eye and thy righteousness, sidkehinim, lebacho, in heart, their hearts, lebacho, bekenalai, zerga. Let not the foot of pride, come against I, and make not the hand of the wicked the ratchet, remove I. Make not the foot of pride come against I, make not the hand of the wicked the ratchet, remove I. Yet ibita igara, I am at abinya, yehat yatenyochima ijiga ayaukenya. Yet ibita igar, the foot of the proud, I am tabing, make it not come against, I am tabing, against I. Yechat yatenyochim, and the uckers, the lackers, edge, the hand of the sinners, the lackers, the uckers, ayau king, make it not remove, make it not trouble, make it not agitate I, make it not move I, make it not trouble I. Kuter asara hulet, verse 12. Amet ana yemiyadargu hulu, kaziya wedeko, wedekawal, mekome maichlum. There, they are, They are the workers of iniquity, fallen. Ametan, the rebels, the transgressors, the rebels. Ametan, the traitors, the transgressors. Ametan, Yemiya Dargu, Hulu. Kazia, from there, Wedeku, they are fallen. Wedekawalina, they are fallen down, they are cast down. Wedekawalina, Mekomim, Aichalum, and shall not be able to rise. Ametan, Ametan, Yemiyadarguhulu, Kazia, Wedeku, Wedekawal, Mekomim, Aichalum.
I teach me, teacher.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth.
مزمور 35 بكنف 36 لمزمران عليك يكزيافير باريا يداويت مزمور هات اعتن يابر اسو يمياستت نگرن يناكر يكزيافيرنم فرحات باينو تفيت يلا باندبتو شنگلو اللنا هات اعتو باقن يتشو جزيه يتالاتا يافو قال قفن ناشنگلانو ماستوالن بقو مادرقنم تاوى በመኝ ታውት አማምነትን አሰብ መልካም ባልሆነች መንገድ ቆሟል ክፋትን አይነቃትም አቤቱ ምህረትህ በሰማይ ነው እውነትህም ወደ ዳመናት ትደርሳለች ጽድቅህም እንደ እግዚአብሔር ተራሮች ፍርድህም እጅግ ጥልቅ ነው አቤቱ ሰውንና እንስሳን ታድናል አቤቱ ምህረትህን እንዴት አበዛህ የሰው ልጆች በክንፎችህ ጥላ ይታመናሉ ከቤት ጠል ይጠጣል ከተድላም ፈሳሽ ታጠጣቸዋል የህይወት ምንጭ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና በብርሃንህ ብርሃንንና ያለ ምህረትህን በሚያውቁህ ላይ ጽድቅህንም ልባቸው በቀና ላይ ዘርጋ የትዕቢት እግር አይምጣብኝ የኃጢአተኞችም እጅ አያውከኝ አመጻን የሚያደርጉ ሁሉ ከዚያ ወደቁ ወድቀዋል መቆምም አይችሉም
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Mazmur 35, Bekenif 36. Lemazamran alika, Yegyafir baria, Yedawit Mazmur. ኃጢአተኛ በራሱ የሚያስት ነገርን ይናገር የእግዚአብሔርንም ፍርሃት ባይኖች ፊት የለ ባንደበቱ ሸንግሏልና ኃጢአቱ ባገኘችው ጊዜ ይጠላታል ያፉ ቃል ግፍና ሽንገላ ነው ማስተዋልን በጎ ማድረግንም ተወ በመኝታው ጠማምነትን አሰብ መልካም ባልሆነች መንገድ ቆሟል ክፋትን አይንቃትም አቤቱ ምህረትህ በሰማይ ነው እውነትህም ወደ ዳመናት ትደርሳል ጽድቅህም እንደ እግዚአብሔር ተራሮች ፍርድህም እጅግ ጥልቅ ነው አቤቱ ሰውንና እንስሳን ታድናል አቤቱ ምህረትህን እንዴት አበዛህ የሰው ልጆች በክንፎችህ ጥላ ይታመናሉ ከቤትህ ጠል ይጠጣል ከተድላም ፈሳሽ ታጠጣቸዋል የህይወት ምንጭ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና በብርሃንህ ብርሃንንና ያለ ምህረትህን በሚያውቁህ ላይ ጽድቅህንም ልባቸው በቀና ላይ ዘርጋ የትዕቢት እግር አይምጣብኝ የኃጢአተኞችም እጅ አያውቅ አመጻን የሚያደርጉ ሁሉ ከዚያ ወደቁ ወድቀዋል መቆምም አይችሉም
Psalm 36 The transgression of the wicked set within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Isaiah 27, verse 6. Bessa ma aba wewelema fasakadu sahadum lak.
He shall cause them that come from Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud, and fill the whole face of the world with fruit. Hath he smitten him, as he smote those that smote him? Or is he slain according to the slaughter of them that are slain by him? In measure, when it shooteth forth, thou wilt debate with it. He stayeth his rough wind in the day of the east wind. By this, therefore, shall the iniquity of Jacob be purged. And this is all the fruit to take away his sin, when he maketh all the stones of the altar as chalk stones that are beaten asunder. The groves and images shall not stand up. Yet the defense city shall be desolate, and the habitation forsaken, and left like a wilderness. There shall the calf feed, and there shall he lie down, and consume the branches thereof. When the bogs thereof are withered, they shall be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he that made them will not have mercy on them, and he that formed them will show them no favor. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh Buruku shall beat off from the channel of the river to the stream of Egypt, and ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel, Bnei Israel. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship Yahweh Buruku in the holy mountain at Jerusalem. Amen. Isaiah 28:1-13. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, Yahweh Buruku have a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail, Buruku, and a destroying storm as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. In that day shall Yahweh Zabaoth Buruku be for a crown of glory, and for a datum of beauty to the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest, the Kohen, and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of Yahweh, the Kaal de Yahweh Buruku, was to them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Amen. Leaving you with Yeshua Shalom in the name of the King of Kings, Kedemari Haile Selassie. Ja, Ja, Rastafari.
Yes,
the
fly, you know. Yeah. Fly away, most I was, yay.
I heard a brother got shot today. Wait a minute, the other day you heard a brother got shot in too. What we go now do? Call Jesse or Sharpton. Every time my brother die, these niggas marching and getting away with money. Shit's funny, but we ain't laughing. We always in the back with the stretched out casket. 300 of our closest holding the toasters, ready to toast this. But look at how they try to feed us, mental and this intravenous. But when we bow to the beast, that's like killing the fetus. Remember they bred us, remember the shit that they fed us. Remembering how they fixed the script and the
medical system. I wanna fly away. Oh, I just want to. Oh, I just wanna fly.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Mizmor Lamed Wow. Mizmor Lamed Wow. Mizmor Lamed Wow. Lamnat Eyah Le Avedai Yehowa Le David. Lamnat Eyah Le Aved Yehowa Le David. Lamnat Eyah Le Avedi Yehowa Le David. Neuma Peshaa La Rasha'a De Kareva Levi Eina Pachad Elohim Lenegeda Ainayu. For the leader, the chief musician, the psalm of David, the servant of Hashem, of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, of Adonai. La Menatzeach Le Eved Yehovah Le Evedi Yahuwah Le Dawi Neum Neum Pesha Pesha Nun Pesha La Rasha Bikareva Levi. Transgression speaketh to the wicked, the ratchet. Speaketh to the wicked, the ratchet. Nun. Interesting set of words right here we have in today's daily psalm, Psalm 36, the Lamed, Lamed. We have the Lamed Gimel. And the psalms in this series of psalms here, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is particularly interesting thematically, speaking of the theme Chavarim and the fellow Talmudim and our fellow disciples, and here giving an ear to what the small still voice of Rabboni, Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMashiach, I and I, rabbis teaching on our spirit and truth, as one of the fellows and even the student teachers, but student tutor here. Let me share a couple of first words right here on today's daily psalm, the 36th psalm, to chief musician, a psalm of David. Interesting, David, Le Eved Yehovah, Le Evedi Yehovah. The Eved Yahuwah, Eved Yahuwah, the Eved of Hashem, the Eved of Adonai. He is the servant, the Eved, the Eved, the Eved, the Eved Adonai. Transgression of the wicked saith. Now, KJV here has the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart. Then there's the italicization. And we've been speaking a lot of the italicization, especially at the first degree, the basic, just the basic levels, KJV, you know, hopefully ones and ones have their scripts, you know, if they are able to be in the studies, but when they get a chance, an opportunity, check out the KJV and also get a good Schofield Study Bible, Chavarim, right, a good Schofield Study Bible. Interesting, the theme of today's daily psalm, and let's just bring some of the other tools that we have here as well, because for a workman to study to shew thyself approved to Elohim as a workman that need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing or explaining, right, to explain dividing the word of truth. You're hearing a bunch of words and you take the truth, right, that which is true in your sight, you know, because you have the right heart and mind. So study to show yourself approved as a workman that need not be ashamed, because there might be ones doing work but they have not studied. So we need the tools as well, right? So one of the tools is the Bible, the scripture, Schofield Study Bible, Basic English. Now here in the Basic English we have the superscription, we touched on that, to the chief musician, a psalm. Now note the psalm word, a psalm is italicized because it's not there in the Hebrew. The Hebrew we have La Menatzeach Le Eved Yahuwah Le Dawi. So we have to the chief musician of David, the servant of the Lord. That's what will be there. But now, of course, we have a psalm, because it helps to kind of supply the sense, especially for the Western Gentile, the reader. But here, in returning to the groundation, the roots, we have the transgression of the wicked saith, it says in the KJV, within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes.
no fear of God before his eyes. Now, I know right here in my Bible, the hard copy, I circled in a red pen, my heart, there in the first verse. Second verse, I circled until. And then I also circled to be hateful. As my heart until to be hateful. These are the words I circled. I'll take a little snapshot, you know, a snapshot of it so ones and ones can see. Now, what I did, I used to do in my older Bibles. I had another Bible. It wasn't a Scofield Study Bible. It was a KJV. It was actually one that had even, you know, King James, the preface, like the Mechdem, you know, that he had. Very, very interesting read. You know, it had some of the early things that were published in the first one. A lot of us, we had the King James Version, but there was additional, you know, that's what some point to the 1611 and certain other documents. And I would share that with them as far as getting a fuller focus. That's why we recommend the Scofield Study Bible. But right here, getting into today's daily psalm, and just right here at the gate, you know how we like to do the Abugi, right? Abugi or the ABGs, the first three verses often to get a good context of the psalm. So here we have divine loving kindness. Today's daily psalm is themed as divine loving kindness, themed that way in the Sefer Tehillim here in the Hebrew Psalter. Right? The main theme is the attributes of Elohim. The main theme in today's daily psalm is the attributes, the midot of HaElohim, particularly his love for his creatures, his love for his creation. Its glory is brought into prominence by being set beside the sinfulness, the awfulness of the wicked, of the ratchet, the rasha, the rasha'im. Now the poem in the Kufu Oj by Marinya speaking, the poem, it begins with a characterization of the godless, the characterization of the jahless, those without jah, but soon turns from their sordidness to extol, to big up the goodness of the true good, the true God, HaElohim, in language of striking beauty. This is what we have in today's daily psalm as a basic overview of the Lamed Wow. Lamed Wow, some might say Lamed Vav, Lamed Wow. Psalm XXXVI, Psalm 36, and hear this psalm here in the royal order, today's daily psalm. Psalm 36, though evil men, ratchet men plan to harm and to hurt others, the psalmist and I and we of the church of the firstborn, of the new name, that precious name, Rastafari, we are confident in the victory, the Yeshua, the victory, salvation of the good over the evil, that Ha'adon, that Adonai, Jah, Rastafari is the just ruler, right? The just ruler of the earth, earth's rightful ruler, who gives and sustains, the sustainer of the light of the firstborn of the chosen nation, sustains all life, the sustainer, Egeziah, the good, the generous, our Father. So, I pray, speak words, sound and powerful, divine, I find baraka, blessing and protection, guidance and protection, and anticipating, this is the key, anticipating, looking forward to judgment of the wicked, of the ratchet. This is what this psalm, today's daily psalm, is all about. So looking at this first verse right here, let's take a look at this first verse right here, particularly in the Hebrew. So what we have in today's daily psalm, let's just look at this right here. We have the Aleph verse in the Hebrew. The Aleph verse, the first verse, is a superscription. So that means the verses are off by one particular verse. Just to point that out to the brothers and sisters right there. But in the English, we have this. It says, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. Now here in the Hebrew, in the Sefer Tehillim, we have Nu'um Pesha La Rasha Bik Reva Libi Eina Pachad Elohim Linegeda Ainayo Lineged Ainayo Ainayo. The translation, transgression, speaketh to the wicked, methinks there is no fear of God, Elohim, let's say Elohim, before his eyes. Ain pachad, there's no fear, there's no dread. Ain, without pachad, without any fear or dread of Elohim. Ain pachad Elohim, lin neged aynayo, before his eyes. So the first word we have is Nu'um. In the Hebrew text, the word Nu'um is oracle.
And this appears at the beginning of the next verse as well. We have this at the beginning of the next verse. We have an oracle. Interesting. We have an oracle, alright? It's like verse 2, like in verse 2 right here, for he is too proud to recognize and to give up his uckery, right? In the Hebrew text, because the superscription is considered verse 1. The superscription is considered verse 1. So the resulting reading is an oracle of the rebellion of the wicked is in the midst of my heart. It's how some Bibles translate it, looking again at the Hebrew. That's what we have here, the Neuma Pesha'a. La Rasha Bekarev Levi would be translated as an oracle of rebellion for the wicked is in the midst of my heart, apparently means, some say, that the psalm, the Mizmor, which foresees the downfall of the wicked, of the ratchet, the Rasha'i, is a prophetic oracle. So some look at this based on this first word we have, Neum, the oracle. Based on this prophetic oracle about the rebellion of the wicked, which emerges from the soul of the psalmist. So this oracle against the rebellion of the wicked, right, is emerging, we could say even emanating in that sense, coming forward, coming out from the soul of the psalmist. And who's the psalmist here? Le'evedi Yahuwah. Le'evedi Yahuwah. Le'evedi Yahuwah. Le'davi. Of David, the servant of Adonai, servant of Hashem, Yod Hey Weh Hey. So one could translate as, here is a poem written as I reflected on the rebellious character of evil, of ratchet men, based on this superscription in the Hebrew. Neum Pesha, Neum Pesha La Rasha, Bekareva Levi. Instead of what we have here, transgression speaketh to the wicked, methinks, or in the KJV, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart. Then they put in the italicization that there is, and then outside of that, no fear of Elohim before his eyes. So the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, no fear of Elohim before his eyes. In that context, does that work? Another option followed in translation above is to attach my the Neum, or oracle, with the superscription. For another example of a Davidic poem beginning and being labeled an oracle, we have in Second Samuel chapter 23:1, where it says, these are the final words of David, of Dawid. It begins off in the Hebrew as the oracle of David, Dawid, son of Jesse. The oracle, the Neum, the oracle of the man raised up as the ruler chosen by the Elohai Haliyah of Yaakov, Yisrael's beloved singer of songs, the sweet singer of Yisrael. So the rebellion of the evil man is in the midst of my heart. The translation assumes that sort of translation, a reading in the midst of my heart, where it uses in the Hebrew, Bekarev, Bekarev or Kareb, Kareb Levi, in the midst of my heart, Levi. The translation assuming the midst of his heart to the core instead of in the midst of my heart, a change which finds, some say, support in a few of the medieval Hebrew manuscripts or MSS. Now, the Hebrew text of Oregon's Hexapla or Hexapla, H-E-X-A-P-L-A, and the Syriac as well. The Hebrew brings out, there is no dread of Elohim. Ein pachad Elohim lineged anayo. Before his eyes, there is no dread. Ein pachad Elohim. There's no dread, pachad, of Elohim before his eyes. Lineged anayo. Before his eyes. The phrase, dread of God. The dread of God. The pachad. Pachad Elohim. It refers to a healthy respect or aspect for Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, which recognizes that he who he be, will punish evil behavior, or that there are consequences, especially in the blameless creator's creation, there's a consequence, or one may look at it as that Elohim signifying the judgment name, or the Shofet, Mishpot name,
will judge and will bring it into judgment, unlike the atheistic sentiment riding through some of the Psalms, even in this season, where it says, Ain Elohim, that there is no Elohim, Hebraically to imply that there is no judgment, do what thou wilt. It goes on as it always does. Look, there's some evil, bad thing happened, and if there was a God, somebody will punish them. That's sort of Ain Elohim attitude. As far as Elohim not existing, in the sense of there's no God, that's not the Hebraic sense. That right there, that's a philosophical bullshit, basically. And most people will say, well, I'm an atheist, there's no God. That's your God. Your no God is your God. But they don't understand what God is. And that's maybe the problem right there. But anyway, this is just an opening right here, looking at this first, you know, this first opening verse right here, the divine loving kindness. The divine, loving, kind man. And we're going to pick up on this a little bit more. Take a sailor.
Medvav Lamebed Adonai Le David. Neum Pe.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the
Hebrew boy, everything takes time.
The endeavor to Shena Giloalina, Shene Giloalina. Khatiatu Baganetshu Gize Yitalata. Yitalata. Behandabatu, in his style of speech, Shanigalo Alina, he flatters in his style of speech, Behandabatu, his way of speaking, Behandabatu is flattery. Shanigalo Alina, Khatiatu, his uckery, Khatiatu, his lack, Bagenetshu Gizeh, when she is found, when he finds her, Yitalatan, he will hate her, his lack, his sin, Khatiatu. So here is very, very interesting, the connection, right, that we have here, even in the verse 2, right? So bringing this out in the KJV, once again, for he flattered himself in his own eyes until his iniquity, which we have, Bamaringa as a Khatiatu, his ochery, his sin, be found to be hateful, but bringing it out more so, Khatiatu, Bagenyetshu Gizeh, Yitalata, he will hate her. Right, because a soul without instruction is headed for, yes, for it flattereth him in his eyes until his iniquity be found and he be hated. We have coming from the Hebrew, or here in the Hebrew, here of the, we have actually the Gimel verse in the Hebrew, but this corresponds to the second verse, Ki he chelik, ki he chelik elayo, bi aynayo, limsa eonno, Lisa, listen, until his iniquity be found and he be hated, and it be hateful, and he or it in that sense be hateful. Ki he chelik elayo bi aynayo lima tsa e ono lis no, and he be hated, and it be hateful. Now the Hebrew of this verse is most obscure. Many have commented on the Hebrew here in this verse, corresponding with the KJV, the second verse here. The Hebrew is said to be somewhat obscure. Ki he chelik elayo bi aynayo limsa eono lisno. They say that the Hebrew is obscure. Perhaps the nearest literal translation, which may be intelligible in translation, is, quote, for it, speaking of the transgression, Peshah, the rebellious spirit, heart, and mind, makes smooth to him in his own eyes, his own perception, as to his sin, his uckery, his lack being found out, to be hated by Elohim HaShofet, by the Elohim who judges. So the words are a continuation of the psychological, the suke, the soul, the logos, the word analysis going on here.
So in a sense, we're getting, in a sense, a kind of a diagnosis and a prognosis, but it's based on the gnosis. So hatiyat sin or akri, it deludes the godless, the jahless, with the smooth assurance of immunity. It lies to them. Ha-satan, the devil, diablos, is a lie, a liar. So here the hatiyat, the sin nature, right? And the byproduct of the sin nature, he must be born again. It deludes the godless, those who are truly without the true good, the true logos, with the smooth assurance of immunity. People say nowadays all sort of things. Oh, well, we're not living under those laws. Things have changed, and this is something different or something new. They delude themselves to think that there is no Elohim HaShofek that judges. So the sin, the hatiyat, it deceives the godless with the smooth assurance, which is the flattery of some sort of immunity, that they will be safe, everything's all right, there is no Elohim, there is no, the scripture is not true, and this and that is not, Christ never existed, and never, all these lies, 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 lies. See, to give them the smooth assurance on their slippery slope. There is no Elohim who will discover the crime is what sin, chatiyat, the akari, tells them and assures them and flatters them. And so hates it as to pass judgment upon it. So this hatred. So here what's being pointed out is the hatred. So one must overcome that hate and that anger. Stop making excuses. Stop playing God. That hatred and anger. Right? Repent, have a change of mind. First of all, forgive your mother. Forgive your mother. You have to recognize the link right here. Forgive your mother, forgive your father. You have to be born again. How are we going to be born again? Our Father, right? Our Father who art. Wisdom is justified of all of her children. See, some don't understand, don't really receive that wisdom there, but you must overcome your anger. This is what is being brought out right here. Anger. Right? Anger, as we mentioned before in some of the older Ethiopic expressions, it was like one would say in more ancient days or previous days, even just a couple, maybe 100 or so years ago, in Amharic, Satane Yemeta, Satane, Satan, Satan is Satan, the adversary, the opposer, the down presser, but the adversary, right, the op in that sense of adversarially speaking, right, then we say Satane, my Satan Yemeta, cometh. This is the way to say I'm getting angry. Interesting, right, so that understanding, as we have this basic understanding, this basic build right here, just in these first two verses, just looking at the first two verses, because this psalm is the divine loving kindness, just to get that anchor right here at the gate, right, right here at the opening of the gate right here. So, we have this verse here. For he flatters himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful, and to be hateful, and to be hateful, and to be hateful. For it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes to find his sin to hate. This is what it says as obscure in a sense. If you were to look at this now, literally, this verse here in today's daily psalm, the Lamed Wow, Lamed Vav psalm, here in the Gimel corresponds to the second verse, Psalm 36, right, in the KJV Bible, the second verse here says, Ki he chelik, ki he chelik elayo be einayo, for it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes, limsa eono, lisno, to find his sin, to find limsa, or limso, we have limso, slika limso, limso eono, limso eono, lisno, limso eono, lisno. So we have kia he chelika enayo, be enayo, elayo be enayo. Kia he chelika elayo be einayo, limso eono lisno. For it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes to find his sin to hate. Ki he chelika elayo be einayo, limso eono lisno. This is interesting, just directly from the Hebrew. For it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes to find his sin to hate, his akri is to hate. The meaning of the Hebrew, some say, is unclear. Some say perhaps the point is this. His rebellious attitude of heart and mind makes him reject any notion that Elohim, Elohim, the true good, the true God, will hold him accountable. Or there's any to hold him accountable. His attitude also prevents him from recognizing and realizing and thus also repudiating his akari, his akful ways. Even recognize. So it's a beautiful verse we have. Ki he chelik elayo be einayo, lean forward or no, listen up. What a beautiful verse right here. It seems to be obscure, but is it really obscure? For it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes to find his sin, his augury, to hate. For it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes. Ki hechelika elayo be'aynayo. To find his sin, to hate, to find a lim so e'ono lisno. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He have left off to be wise and to do good. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He has left off to be wise and to do good. So what do we have here? Chaverim. Right here at this particular verse. The words of his mouth. Divrei, divrei fio, divrei fio. Aven, or awen, awen, u mirma. Divera fio, aven u mirma. Chadal le hasakila le heitiv. He hath left off to be wise, to do good. Le heitiv. Hadal, chadal, or hadal, hadal le hasakila le heitiv. Iniquity and deceit. It says, divrei fio, words of his mouth. Divrei, the divrei fio. Divrei fio, aven, aven, or awen, awen, or awen, awen umirma, awen, or aven umirma, aven umirma, modern Hebrew, diver, divrei fio, words of his mouth, aven umirma, or iniquity and deceit. You have this in Psalm 10, round about verse 7. The psalmist in I now describes the consequences which follows from these, the false hypothesis. See, there's a false hypothesis. Give us a teaching of his magic. We don't want no devil's philosophy. Or the devil's philosophy, they have the false hypotheses. Alright? The first effect is seen in a lying and a mischievous tongue. That's the first effect right here. This is why it points to the words of his mouth. Divrei fio. And what are they? Awein. Awein. Umirma. Iniquity and deceit. He have left off. Chadala lehasakil. He left off to be wise, to have the understanding which distinguishes between the good and evil, and preferring the former, the good, to the evil, thus establishing Yahweh, good over evil. But he's left off. He left off to do that. So here is also what is interesting here within the KJV, the third verse. He ceases to exhibit wisdom to do good. He ceases. So what we have in this verse is the idea that he ceases to exhibit, right? He ceases to exhibit what? He ceases to exhibit wisdom. And this wisdom here is interesting. We have the maskil. Again, we have the maskil. We have maskil in the different psalms. Some say mash or machkil, but what is maskil? Maschil, but what is maskil? The maskil. Maskil is a teaching, but maskil also has wisdom and prudence. It's an understanding. It's a true inner standing, that sense of the true overstanding. Because here, the hefil form of the verb, right? The hefil forms are what we can call in Hebrew exhibitive. The exhibitive indicates an outward expression of an inner attitude, right? So something has changed in this akar right here, right? It wasn't always this way, because notice the language. He's left off to be wise. So this one at one time, no doubt, there was some wiseness. He's left off. Chadal, chadal lehasakila lehaytib, 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 haytib, tov, haytib, yatib, yatob. He ceased to do good. He left off to be wise, to exhibit that wisdom by his action, by and according to his conduct. All right, so here is the portrait. In these verses here, we have the portrait. Right, and the portrait now is going to be completed right here in this fourth verse. He devises mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. So here in this profiling, this right here we can say is a profiling of the Jahless, one without, he who be without the true reality, the true good, the true God. Right? He devises iniquity upon his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Awen, awen, or awen, awen. Yahshob, Yahshob, Aven, Yahshob, Al, Misakavo, Misakavo, Mishkavo, 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 upon his bed, Mishkavo, Aven, Yahshob, Al, Mishkavo, Yita Yatsev, Ala Dereka, Loto, Ra'a, Lo, Yimash. Ra'a lo yimas, lo yimas, lo yimas. He abhors not evil. Ra'a, 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 lo yimas. He doesn't abhor. His conscience is so dull that it does not instinctively recoil from wrong or from evil. It's like callous. When someone says, this person is calloused, right? They have a callous. They're beyond with the past feeling. There's no perception of that in the conscience. It's with knowing. Con scientia. It's gone. See, upon his bed, a time that's used by the righteous, the tzaddikim and the tzaddikun, the righteous, for wise meditation, upon one's bed. Al mishakavo, mishakavo, al mishakavo, upon his bed. The time used by the righteous for wise meditation. Remember, the verse before says that he has left off. Right? He's left off. Chadal. Lehasakila, lehaitiv, lehaitiv. He's left off to be wise, to do good. Right? So here we have this time that the right of it in Psalm 4, right? Psalm 4, round about verse 5 or so. But the ratchet, the wicked, uses time, ala mishakavo, upon his bed, for devising base and evil and ratchet and wicked schemes and conspiracies. This is why it says he set this himself in a way that is not good. Yita yatsev, ala derek loto, yita yatsev, yita yatsev, al derek, al derek, on a path, al derek, on a derek. Derek is a way, derek, al derek. He's setting himself. Yita yatsev, al derek, lo, lo, no, tov, no good. That's no good, literally, no good. That's no good. Ra'a lo yimas, ra'a lo yimas. He doesn't abhor. See, deliberately selects the evil way. Here we have one deliberately selecting the evil way. So this is a very interesting psalm, today's daily psalm, because this is just the opening right here. Remember, this is the servant. Remember how it's themed? David, David, le Ebedi, Yahuwah, le Ebedi, Hoa, le David, a servant, the servant of he who be, we be, David. All right, beginning off with this oracle right here. Now, this verse here, the fourth verse, it completes the opening profile of the ungodly or the godless, let's say the jahless, that's without jah, without the spirit of the truth, the essence of the truth, one who is gone without that. And it's interesting here because it seems to be speaking of this one as though perhaps at one time, right, at one time. See, the main theme of today's daily psalm is the attributes of Elohim. I want to say, wait, we spent this time about the portrait and getting the profile of the jahless, yes. But the main theme of today's daily psalm, remember, it has a two-part theme. We have Bamarinya, we have here Chata'u Kafat, Chata'u, the ratchetness of the sinner, and it's contrasted with Ye'ekasiyavir Dagonet, and the goodness, the charitableness of the sustainer. So the main theme is the attributes, the midot of Ha'Elohim, particularly his love, his loving kindness for his creatures, Begonet. Its glory is brought into prominence by being set beside the awkwardness of the ratchet. So see the contrast here, the awkwardness of the ratchet being set aside or side by side the goodness, right, of he who be who he be. So the poem, it begins with the characterization and the profiling of the jahless. But soon, and right here is a turn, in this verse right here, going forward, it turns to the, right, it turns to the sordidness, or from the sordidness of the opening portraits of the jahless or the godless, to extol the goodness, the good traits, the attributes of Ha'Elohim, the true God, the true good, in language of striking beauty. Aitiful, aitiful. Yes, I. Right.
my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, few are choosing.
For with stammering lips and another tongue,
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Yahuwah Behashamayim Hasideka Emunatika Ada Shehakim Sidgatika Beharere and Mishpateka Tehoma Rebba Adamahua Beheima Toshia Yahuwah Ma Yakara Hasideka Elohim Uvene Adama Bezel Knafeka Yehesayun Yirawiyuna mi deshena beiteka, we nahala edaneka, tas tashikem, kia imeka, me kora hayem, be oreka, nireh hor. Thy loving kindness, O Yahweh, Yahuwah, be hashamayim hasedeka, is in the heavens, be hashamayim, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, be hashamayim hasedeka, emunateka ada shehakim. Thy faithfulness, thy truth, thy veritas, thy verity, thy reality, emunateka, thy faithfulness, thy realness, emunateka, ada shehakim, reacheth to the skies, thy mercy, O Yahweh, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth to the clouds. More correctly, ada shehakim, the shehakim is the skies, the shamayim, hashamayim is the heavens. Have this right here in the fifth, picking up the fifth to the ninth verses, the attributes, the midot of HaElohim, the true good, the true God. Yahuwah behashamayim hasedeka emunateka ada shehakim sidakateka beharare el. Thy righteousness is like the mighty mountains. KJV has, thy righteousness is like the great mountains. It's interesting here in the Hebrew we have sidakateka, the eyes righteousness, sidakateka beharare, like the mountains air, like the mountains of air, like the mountains of God, like the mighty mountains or the mountains of air. See the kateka kharare kharare el. See the kateka kharare el. Mishpateka mishpateka tehoma reba adam uva hema adam uva hema toshia Yahuwah. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains or the mountains of El, Harare El. Thy judgments are a great deep. Mishapateka Tehom Reba. Tehom Reba. Like a great deep. O Yahweh, thou preservest man and beast. Thy savest man and beast. Adam Uva Hema. Adam Uva Hema. Toshia Yahuwah. Man and beast, thy preservest. So the attributes begin in the heavens, Hashemayim, of he who be who he be, with Hasedeka, his loving kindness, his mercy, with rapid flight like a bird released from some foul earthly cage and entangling nets and nooses. The psalmist and I rises skyward upward to high, high heights. There, Hashemayim, in the heavens and beyond them, there, Ada Shehakim, in the skies and above them are the loving kindness, Hasedeka, and the faithfulness, Emunateka, the eyes, loving kindness, the Chesed, and the Emuna of Elohim, twin twin qualities which assure and I assure to all who receive and who trust in him, and he fill his promises, his yea and amen, and that these are full of grace and comfort. So the phrases in the heavens and to the skies, B'Hashamayim and Ad Shechagim, they indicate the limitless magnitude of these divine midot, the divine attributes, the attributes of Hashem, of he who be who he be. Like the mighty mountains, or the great mountains, as KJV brings it out. Here we have it more direct from the Hebrew. See the kateka, the eyes of righteousness, the eyes of judgment, the eyes of righteousness, justice. K'harare, like harar, harare, like the mountains, the hars. K'harare, El. K'harare, El, like the mountains of El. Like the mountains of the true El, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, symbolizing the idea that they are immovable and eternal. Like the great deep, mysterious, unfathomable, inexhaustible. As the vast subterranean abyss of the waters, the waters, the waters, the waters. Thy judgments are a great deep. Mishpateka, Tehom Rebba. To home, the deep, Rebba, the great deep, Mishpateka, the eyes judgments to home, Rebba, Adam, u behema, Adam, u behema, Toshia, Yahuwah. Man and beast, the eye preserveth, so he who be, we be. Elohim cares for all his creatures, even the meanest of the animals, he careth for and he saveth. Adam hu behema toshia Yahuwah. We have this also in Psalm 145, roundabout verse 9. Thus the next word sound is, how excellent is thy loving kindness, thy loving kind man, O Elohim. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Ma yakara chasideka Elohim uvene adam bitzel kanafeka ye chesayun. How precious is thy loving kindness, O Elohim. Ma yakar chasideka Elohim. How precious. Yakar ma, how yakar, precious chasideka, the eyes chesed, chesedeka, Elohim, Elohim, uvene, b'tzel k'nafeka, ye chesayun, and the children of men, the b'nei Adam, b'tzel, the shadow, the shade, by way of under, on, in the tzel, the shade, k'nafeka, of the eye k'naf, the eye's wings, ye chesayun, taking refuge. Precious, it is man's priceless treasure. Children of men, the B'nai Adam. See more on this in Psalm 8, round about verse 5. There's the Adam and there's the Ish. Not all man is the same man. Elohim, the Father of all, offers his protection, his guidance and protection to all humanity, to all human beings who, in their frailty and honesty of their frailty, have need of it, have need of he who be who he be. The phrase, Sel Kanafika, in the shadow of thy wings, bit Sel Kanafika. More on this we have in Psalm 57, roundabout verse 2. Here in the section, the attributes of Ha Elohim. Here, moving forward to verse 8, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Picking up here in the 8th verse, KJV, which will be the 9th verse here in the Sefer Tehillim, but the Hebrew, Yirviyun, mi deshena betika. They are abundantly satisfied. Yirviyun, mi deshen, from the fatness, or with the fatness, mi deshen betika, of the eyes, betika. the fatness of thy house. Elohim is thought of as a bountiful host, the host with the mostest, the almighty host, in whose house is bait. Guests receive abundance of comforts. With Nachal, Idaneka, Idaneka, Tashkem, and thou makest them drink of the river of thy pleasures. With Nachal, Idaneka, Tashkem, Tashkem, river of thy pleasures, the river of thy pleasures, the Nachal, Idaneka, Nachal, Idaneka. Rivers of thy pleasure, the delights which he provides flow in a refreshing stream, even the stream of the true Christ consciousness. Let this mind be in you, refreshing stream. In evaluating these metaphors, the Hebrew mythos, it is well to remember that the psalmist in Ionai speaks the language of what is true and wholesome mysticism, the true logos, the true gnosis, without which religion, or so-called religion, is feeble, formal, ceremonial, and empty. Verse 9, KJV, for with thee I is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. For with thee I is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. Okay. Kia imeka, ki imeka me korahayim, be oreka nire'e or. For with thee, ki imeka im aim. We have the aim here, aim like imanu, Immanuel, imanu with us el, the power. Ki imeka ka with the I, male. Ki imeka with the I, mekorahayim. Mekor, the fountain of chayim, chay, of chay, of life, chayim, of lives. Be oreka, be in by way of oreka, the eyes or. Be oreka, nireh or, in thy light, nireh or, we see or, we see light. Fountain of life. Mikor Chayim, not only physical existence is meant. He who be, we be, is the source of all the virtues, strengths which give to round about verse 13, 12, 13. In thy light, beautiful verse here, in thy light do we see light. Bi oreka nireh or. Only by means of the light, which emanates from Elohim, the Word, is man able to perceive the more exalted purpose of living. Remember, man is not emanated from a deity, but that true light which emanates and radiates from the Logos, the Word, Ha-Elohim. Man is able to perceive more exalted purpose of living, the true life, the true state from the fallen state, or the light which the psalmist in Ionai sees, see, and hopes still to see. Sight is the light of that joy and peace. When I pray, John, when I pray, answer me with the answer of Shalom, which springs from the sense of Ha-Elohim's favor, and which are better even than the visible mercies of which they give the assurance. So we have this verse here, which concludes the section, verses 5 to 9, the midot of Ha-Elohim, the attributes of Elohim. And then, upcoming, the concluding section, verses 10 to 12, the concluding prayer right here. But that verse right there, Be'oreka nire'ehor, Be'oreka nire'ehor, in thy light do we see light. See, sight.
The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil.
Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains, thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise, to rise.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice. Let them God.
See, so this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, I already just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the
Bible. Here we have the last part of today's daily psalm, Psalm 36, the Lamed. Wow. Lamed Vav, some would say, but the Lamed, wow. The 36th Psalm, Psalm XXXVI. I seen divine loving kindness, and the first verses, verses 1 to 4, was a portrait, or the portraits profiling, the ratchet profiling, the jawless, the godless, the jawless, giving a profile, alright, profiling them. These and those, and then contrasting these and those, the chet'ul kafat, the ratchetness of the akkad, with the attributes of Elohim, ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, in verses 5 to 9. Now, here in the concluding portion, verses 10 to 12, the concluding prayer, we have the concluding prayer for this psalm, which is also themed and called an oracle. In the Hebrew, from the Hebraic of it all, it's known as an oracle. An oracle. I find the name to be very, very interesting, Hebraically speaking. Just once again, just as we conclude, this is the concluding prayer right here. See, it's men and people, they seek to harm other. Man to man is so unjust. Children don't know who to trust. The psalmist and Ionized confidence and Iphidence, the confidence in the victory of Adonai, Jah, or Astafar, the victory of Jah and Jah good over the evil, because Adonai is the just ruler of the earth, earth's rightful ruler, who gives and he sustains, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Egezi, Abher, Egezi, Abher, the sustainer, the generous father, the good father, he who be who he be. So here we are praying for the divine baraka, the blessing, the guidance, and receiving the guidance and the spirit, the word become flesh in I and I, and thus we receive that protection, that guidance, protection, and we can anticipate and expect Ha Elohim's judgment of the ratchet, of the wicked. Right, so we have the Noom, the oracle of rebellion for the wicked, the ratchet, the agitation on the ratchet. This oracle, it emanates, comes from the heart. It's hard to go here in the servant of he who be who he be, Abed be Hoa, speaking of Dawid, the Abed the Yahuwah. So the oracle of the rebellion, right, of the ratchet, foreseeing the downfall of the wicked of the ratchet, it's a prophetic oracle about the rebellion from Yahweh, truth, and life. Amongst the wicked, the ratchet, the transgressors, it emerges from the heart, article, from the soul of the psalmist, from the soul of the servant, the Ebedi Yehovah, the Ebedi Yehovah, the Ebedi Yehovah, the servant of Jehovah, and Dawid right here. So, as we said earlier, we could have translated, it could be translated, here is a poem, a composition written as I reflected on the rebellious character of evil men, as I reflected and meditated on the ratchet, the transgressors, the traitors. Now, another opinion, as we said, is to attach a Nu'um. The Nu'um, this oracle right here, is a rebellion of the evil man, right, in the midst of his heart, to the core, to the midst of Ionite heart, to the midst of his heart. So heartically, it must be received right here. And coming through that opening profile, we get the opening profile in the first verses, verses 1 to 4, if you read in KJV-wise, right, that'll be verses 2 to 5, if you look at it, say, for Tehillim, the Hebrew, but this on the basic low degrees, the high degrees. Then we have the attributes, the midot ha-Elohim, midot ha-Elohim, the midot of the true good, the true God of Yod Hey Weh Hey, he who be, who he be, giving expression to who he be, his attributes, who he be, in verses 5 to 9. Now here, in verses 10 to 12, we have this on the KJV. Just to complete this here, this is almost as a, almost a psalm. The psalm's like a liturgy, right? As we start to study it and see its construction and how it's built, right? And what the psalm is for. And I know what the gathering, we're knowing what the psalm is for. So here, in the concluding verses right here, we have this KJV-wise. Let's ride up with this right here. Verses 10 to 12. All right, verses 10 to 12. So in the KJV, verses 10 to 12. Oh, continue. The last line in the attributes is, for with the eye is the fountain of life. In thy light shall I and we see light. Shall we see and receive the light, right? The streams, right? Even the streams, the higher streams, right? Not only the physical light or life is meant, but the source of all the true strengths, the virtues, which gives to life and the liberty a higher, a more refined, a nobler aspect, right? In every respect, respectfully speaking, in thy light do we see the light. In the eye light do we see the light. And thus we pick up right here with verse 10. Oh, continue thy loving kindness to them that know the eye. Find this to be very, very interesting. You're seeing the psalm medley here in the season, the reason for the season. Oh, continue. It didn't say start. Oh, start out. No, continue. Oh, continue thy loving kindness. Continue thy loving kindness. Continue thy loving kindness to them that know the eye. So is there a condition here? Is there a condition right here? Right? There is very clearly a condition right here. Right? Mishok. Mishok ahasedeka. Li yodaeka. Li yodaeka. Yodaeka. To those who know the eye. Yodaeka. Continue. Continue thy loving kindness. Jah's loving kindness. The chesed. The chesed here. Chesedeka. The chesedeka. Ka. Speaking to he who be who he be. Mishok. Mishok ahasedeka. Li yodaeka. Li yodaeka. For those who yodaeka. Yada 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 ka. The eye. Who know the eye. So Jah's loving kindness is not a theory, a speculation, a philosophical assumption, but it has been actually and really in reality experienced by those who know, where the gnosis be still and gnosis, be still and know this, who acknowledge he who be who he be. So the psalmist and I, therefore we pray, word, sound, power, the words of I mouth, the meditation of I heart, for its continuance. So recognizing the reception of his chesedeka, as we speak to he who be who he be, mishoka chesedeka, li yodeeka, with tzidkateka, li yishare lev, and thy righteousness to the upright, to the yishare lev, yishare, yasha, upright, yasha, the Yasharel, Israel, Yeshurun, Yeshurun, Jeshurun, the upright of El, the upright of the true good, the upright of the true God, the man who sees the true good, the man who sees the true God. Oh, continue, Meshok, Meshok, Hasideka, Le Yodaeka, with Zidakateka, Le Yishrele, praying for the continuance. Now, I love this verse, Ray. This is a very powerful verse, a good be still and gnosis verse. This is a very good be still and gnosis verse. Oh, continue. After all that has been said, oh, continue. Not start, but continue. Continue thy loving kindness. Not just to I, just to me, or just to I, but to I and I, and to those who know, who have that gnosis of the I. Mishoka hasedeka le yodaeka. With shidkateka. To the upright, Yishrele, the upright in heart, heartically, heartika. Ala te voeni, regel, ga iwe, someone say Gaiva, in modern Hebrew, Gaiva, the proud, the regel Gaiva, the foot of pride, let not the foot of pride, Alatiboeni, regel Gaiva, Gaiva, let not the foot of pride overtake I, and make not the hand of the wicked, the ratchet, drive I away with Yad Rishaim. Al Tinideini. Don't let the hand and the works of the wicked, the Rishaim of the Yad, with Yad Rishaim. With Yad Rishaim. Al Tinideini. The petition, there's a petition here. Making a petition in this verse must be understood in connection with verses 2, the earlier verses 1 and 2. Right? The transgression, right? That speaketh to the wicked, to the ratchet in his heart, in the wicked's heart. This meditation upon the ratchet, the ratchetness of the ratchet. Right? So the petition in this verse must be understood in that connection. He and I, we pray word, sound, power. The words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart to be spared from the activities of the transgressors, of the rebels, right? Against Yahweh, truth, and life. Lest he and we be driven from I home, be driven from home, be driven from the true spiritual, the conscious home, driven out of that higher state, that higher perception. Where in his light do we see the light? The foot of pride here represents ruthless, the ruthless, the ones with their pride, their arrogancy, they trample upon the weak. See, in today's daily psalm, the loving, divine, loving kindness and the profiling, right, the portraits and the profile of the ratchet is very, very important. Pointing out the transgression, pointing out the hate, right, pointing out the pride, right. These are those that we must overcome. Man must overcome himself in Jah word, truth and light, Yahweh, Jah word, that word becoming flesh. So don't let the foot of pride might overtake I, both in the sense of those proud and arrogant ones overtaking I and I, or in the sense and or us becoming like them. Don't let the foot of pride overtake I, and make not the hand of the wicked, the ratchet, drive I and I away. This final verse right here says, Sham naflu, po ele avin. Po'ele, the workers, the doers of Aven, Po'ele Aven, Sham Naflu, Po'ele Aven, Po'ele Aven, they are Sham, there, are the workers, right, the workers, there fallen, the workers of iniquity, Sham Naflu, Po'ele Aven, Dohu, Awilo, Yakalu, Akun, Dohu, they are thrust down. They are thrust down. Dohu, the law will law yachlu, will law yachlu, and are not able. They are not able with law yachlu. They are not able, literally, and no ability, kum, no ability to kum, no ability to rise. Dohu, with law yachlu, kum. They are thrust down. Dohu, with law yakalu kum. they are the workers of iniquity fallen. In his implicit and Ina implicit faith, Haimanot, Emuna, Emnet, he and Ina, we seeing the answer. We're seeing the answer to Ina's prayer. As the servant of he who be, we be, Dawi, right, saw and see at this point here the answer to the prayer, the words of Ina mouth, the meditation of Ina heart, before it has taken place in time. This is what the words of Rovain, what we pray for, knowing and acknowledging that we have received it, right? Even before we ask, that we have already received. He points, as it were, to the evildoers overthrown. They shall fade away, and exclaims, there, look, there they are, Sham, Naflu, Sham, there, Naflu, fallen. Who? Port le Aven, the workers of vanity, Aven, Avon, Avin, Avain, 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 Dohu, Awilo, Yaklu, Kum. They are not able to rise when humbled. Elohim, HaShofet, by Elohim, the judge, the righteous judge, it is final. And their power, their ability is broken for always, and is broken in always. Glory be, word, sound, and power. Glory be to I and my Father, B'Shem, Yeshua.